Music fades. Voiceover. Welcome to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, the podcast brought to you by Modern Campground. I'm your host, and today we'll be diving into an inspiring story of innovation and environmental stewardship from the heart of Colorado. So gather around the campfire, friends, and let's embark on this intriguing journey together. Soft sound of a campfire crackling. Voiceover. Nestled amidst the whispering pines and majestic Rocky Mountains lies an enchanting sanctuary known as Ponderosa Pine Solitude, a haven for campers seeking the raw, unfiltered beauty of nature. At the helm of this isolated paradise is the tenacious and fearless Marigold Brooks, a woman with a heart as wide as the Colorado skies and a passion for sustainable camping that's as deep as the surrounding canyons. Soft instrumental music. Voiceover. Marigold, a former environmental scientist, traded her city apartment and a promising career for the rustic charm of the campground life. The Ponderosa Pine Solitude isn't just a campground to her. It's her home, her refuge, and a platform to share her deep-seated belief in mindful camping and cohabitation with nature. A typical day in her life is as colorful as the Colorado sunsets, filled with the mundane and the exceptional, from welcoming wide-eyed campers to tackling the challenges of running a sustainable campground in the wilderness. Fade out music. Voiceover. Today we present to you an engaging tale from Marigold's Chronicles, the Campground Compost Workshop, educating campers on reducing waste, a tale marked by struggle, tenacity, and the power of change. So, grab your mugs of hot cocoa, snuggle up in your favorite blanket, and let this story from the heart of Colorado inspire you to look at your camping practices in a new light.
Marigold's voice, warm and confident. Running Ponderosa Pine Solitude, I've always been acutely aware of the fragile equilibrium between nature and our human visitors, but one summer, the balance began to tilt noticeably. The issue? Waste generation. Despite having a meticulously planned waste management system, we were facing an uphill battle. The culprits were primarily food and plastic waste, multiplying in volume with each camping season. This was not just a logistical headache, but a growing environmental concern. I remember a camper, young Lucy, with her wide blue eyes, asking me if the campground was making the forest sick with all the trash. That hit me hard. Pause. I knew we needed a change. And the more I thought about it, the clearer it became that the solution lay in educating our campers. I had three options: strict enforcement of rules, imposing heavy fines, or nurturing an understanding of waste management. The first two could work as quick fixes, but I wanted a solution that was sustainable and could foster a sense of responsibility among our visitors. That's when I decided to hold a campground compost workshop, not just as an activity, but as an integral part of the camping experience. Sounds of people chattering, a workshop in progress. Implementing this was no walk in the park. The first hurdle was convincing the campers to attend a workshop during their vacation. I had to sell the idea as a fun, engaging, and immensely rewarding experience. Then there were logistics: finding a suitable spot for composting, sourcing the necessary materials, and ensuring the workshop was accessible to campers of all ages. I remember one particular incident when a group of raccoons decided to raid our compost pile. I woke up to find compost strewn all over, our carefully segregated waste back to a chaotic mix. But every roadblock was a learning experience, a stepping stone to improving our system. Birdsong in the background, sounds of a happy, bustling campground. The impact was profound. Not only did we reduce our waste output significantly, but we also created a sense of community among our campers. They started taking ownership of their actions and their impact on the environment. Parents appreciated the hands-on learning experience for their kids. It was a practical lesson on environmental responsibility. The compost we produced started nourishing our campground garden, and the campers loved the idea of contributing to the campground's greenery. The most rewarding part was when Lucy, the same little girl from before, asked me if the forest was getting better now. I could honestly answer her, "Yes, Lucy, we're helping it heal." Music fades in. Through this journey, I realized the power of collective action and education. As campground owners, our role isn't just to provide a place for people to camp. We're custodians of these natural spaces, and part of our duty is to foster a sense of responsibility in our campers for these places we all love. A small action like composting can go a long way in reducing waste and preserving the beauty of our campgrounds. Sounds of the forest, birds chirping.
Soft instrumental music. Voiceover: Marigold's journey at the Ponderosa Pine Solitude is a shining beacon of hope and change. It shows us that each campground has the potential to be more than just a getaway spot. It can be a classroom in the wilderness, a place of learning and growth. It's not just about the rules we implement, but also about the understanding we nurture. Marigold's compost workshop has done more than just reduce waste. It has built a community that shares in her vision of sustainable camping. Pause. Voiceover. So, to all our listeners who run campgrounds, consider this. What lessons could your campground teach? How can you turn challenges into opportunities for education and growth? Remember Marigold's story? Remember the power of a small action amplified by the collective effort of a community. It's not just about cleaning up after ourselves. It's about leaving the place better than we found it. About giving back to the nature that hosts us. Soft instrumental music, voiceover. That's all for this episode of MC Campground Chronicles. We hope Marigold's story has inspired you as much as it has us. A big thank you to all our listeners for joining us around the campfire today. Your continued support and enthusiasm make these tales of resilience and innovation possible. Pause, voiceover. If you enjoyed today's journey, be sure to subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles for more inspiring stories from the campground owners across America. Join us next time as we uncover another tale from the heart of nature. Until then, happy camping, folks. Music fades. End of episode.